I want to take a few minutes. I did this a few weeks ago, try to do it several times a year, but particularly in the summer to catch everybody because we're such an outdoorsy culture and people camp and travel and you have to mention a few things several times to catch everyone. So I just want to do about 8-10 minutes and talk a little bit about the state of the church, kind of just give you a little bit of an update as where we're at. We're about 6 months into being in the new building, and so that's pretty amazing. As a congregation, God has blessed us. I mean, the growth we've seen has been absolutely incredible. I mean, for my wife and I, from Journey Christian Church being the two of us and our four children at the time in a minivan driving up the Alcan, to live in her sister's basement for 7 months, to this Easter we had 421 people. In 12 years, it's a remarkable thing that God has been doing among us. And we have a fifth child, because we will do anything to grow a church. But anyway, I'm kidding. But it's been amazing to see what has happened. And when I look at, like, I like to take snapshots and look at, say, like, last month, look at last month and then go back a year and look at that. And consistently lately, we've been up about 20-25% in our attendance. We're just seeing a lot of new folks. Some things I'm excited about that are happening right now. A new ministry since we moved into the building. Three of our ladies kind of run with it, and they've just done a great job as our food bank. You may see the donation thing in the middle of the lobby there. And the food bank, just this week, they ask the people, so how many people is this box of food that we're giving you going to feed? And when they added it all up, I mean, just this week, we fed about 145 people, which is pretty incredible. Yeah, give them a hand. When I look at small groups, which I think is where a lot of real life change happens, we usually shut most of those down in the summer just because of all the travel and the camping and all of that. But this summer, we have lots of groups going, or at least several groups going, particularly in the recovery area. Stan has a men's conquerors groups, a couple of those, which is all about men's mental purity. We have change groups going. We have an Isaiah verse-by-verse study going. And so it's been neat to see all these groups going. Not sure what that was. But small groups are clicking right along. It's been pretty amazing. As far as the building, we are closing in on completion. We're getting there. Just so you have some idea, the construction loan switches over to like a mortgage, and that happens in July. So we are right there. We have three work teams coming in July from connections that I have in different churches. And so we're going to see, and this is an amazing thing. And I just want you to, just appreciate what God has done, because this building, it's so much of it, it's not just been our volunteer labor and obviously some paid labor, but these teams that have come in, and we have had multiple teams, and these folks pay their own way, fly up here, give us a week or 10 days, and they work long hours, and then they fly home, and it's just been astounding to see that. And so we have just had lots of teams, lots of folks, and so we have three teams coming this July. One of the teams is 27 people, and they're coming in and going to spend a week with us working, and so it's pretty incredible. The building's close. We still have to do the back porch, the patio on the bottom. You walked through kind of our gauntlet of construction. That's going to be a nice canopy that you can drive up and let the family out and then continue. That'll be done at some point. So we have that going. We'll have a baptistry put in over here on the stage. That will happen soon. So we just, a lot of finishing work inside the building. So we're closing in on that. So that's exciting and encouraging. And we also see, as a church, we not just give to missions, but we have committed ourselves to church planting. And as a congregation, what I wrote out back before we were a congregation was that we would try to plant a daughter church every 5 years. And by that, I mean, we would have to partner with others. We can't do it ourselves. But we're 12 years in, and we have planted three daughter churches, and that's not a light thing. That means we put in at least $50,000 and then done some other things. I train church planters, and there's been some other investment as well. We just finished up our investment in a new church in Seattle, and that was a $60,000 commitment. And so we're going on to our fourth daughter church, and we'll be working on that for the next several years. So we're ahead of schedule, three in 12 years. Just something else to keep in mind is that we do strive to be a legacy church. And what I mean by that is that we try to look at the next generation and sow strongly into them. If you spend time here very much, you'll see a very strong kids ministry. We really pour into that, and you see a lot of children. And Brian, who's a volunteer, and Jessica Roberts, who's on the paid staff part-time, they head that ministry up and do an amazing job. And so we just, it's incredible. And I love how the volunteer who runs our teen ministry thinks. Like every Easter, she has a service, a sunrise service that the teens put on entirely. And so they preach and do the communion thought and lead the worship and all of that. Sometimes you'll see teenagers on the actual worship team in the morning service. And later you're going to hear from an intern from Cincinnati Christian University. And John is going to come up and preach this morning. And so we want to sow into the next generation. You know, there will be a day, maybe, that I'm muttering in a nursing home. So we want John preaching somewhere. You know, we want to hand that baton off, and if Christ tarries that long. And so it's important that we sow into the next generation. Now, lots of things are clicking along and doing amazingly well. Are there some challenges? Yeah, there are. And just two, very quickly. One is volunteers. We have staggering, amazing, incredible volunteers. I mean, yesterday I look out and Dave Wilcoxon is mowing, you know, what is our park, basically. People call it, oh, you're the church with the park. Well, not really, but it was woods when we got it. But out there doing that. Glenna was in the kitchen doing the initial deep clean of the kitchen because it's just come online pretty recently and spent about 7 hours in there. I mean, we have children's teachers pouring into kids. We have youth sponsors doing all these things. It's amazing, small group leaders. And so I just want to say to our volunteers, you're incredible and we appreciate you, but we need more volunteers, particularly in the area of teaching in children's ministry. Now, there's some hoops to jump through for that because they're children. There's background check, that kind of thing. But just prayerfully consider, how can I volunteer in this congregation? It makes a huge difference. Another challenge is finances. While it's a very generous church and God has been incredibly gracious to us, do understand that there's a lot of kind of what I call special expenses at this time. And what I mean by that is furnishing all the building. You know, you'll see some rooms that are still empty. Well, we have to furnish that. You know, buying a lawnmower that's actually the church's. Those are kind of special expenses. Those kind of things that are just kind of one-time things once you get it going. And so just keep that in mind. We are in a new era, you know, in the movie theater and with the community center that we rent, just to give you one example. So the space, we were a church that kind of appeared for 4 hours on Sunday and then would disappear. You know, the community would, you know, where'd the banner go in the Regal movie theater? And, you know, we would pay, I think it was about $4,000 a month for those spaces, the Regal and the community center. This mortgage will probably be in the vicinity of $15,000 a month. So there's a significant change in our reality. So we do need our people to tithe and to give sacrificially and to give generously. And so now if you're a non-Christian, you're visiting here, understand, honestly, I would say keep your money. Investigate the claims of Christ. We want you to experience and make a decision about Jesus. But if you are a Christian and this is your church, I would encourage you to be a person of consistency, generosity, and sacrifice. So just as a kind of a closing, as a congregation, I'm amazed at what God has done, what he's doing, what he's going to do. What I would ask you to prayerfully be doing is to pray for our congregation regularly, because remember, God can do in one moment what it takes us a lifetime to do. And the reality here at Journey, I don't want to see what we can pull off. I want to see what God can pull off. We want to be amazed. So pray for us. Pray for this congregation, your faith family. Serve, volunteer, give regularly, sacrificially, and also invite. I laughed yesterday. This non-Christian family in our neighborhood that my son is friends with their son, and I've been inviting them to church, and they've come to a few things, some picnics and things, but they never actually come to church. And I was picking up my son. There's another family there. And this gentleman who I've been kind of working on, been praying for quite some time. He's like, hey, to this other family, he goes, you need to go check out Journey Christian Church. They have a service at 10 a.m. and it's an amazing new building and it's just incredible. And he's inviting to our congregation. And I'm going, well, you know, when are you going to come? But it was, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it. But I just want to say a prayer, and then I want to turn it over to John, because John is our intern here for the summer. Delightful young man. I think you're going to enjoy him. One of the things that's kind of interesting, he comes from one of the largest churches in America, Southeast Christian Church. It's the largest church of our tribe. It's in Louisville, Kentucky. This Easter, this blows my mind, 60,000 people spread among all their campuses. Can you imagine? So it's just mind-blowing. But anyway, he's up here with us for the summer, and he is a great young guy, smart guy. I encourage you to take him to lunch sometime this summer. You'll enjoy getting to know him. So let me pray and turn it over to John. He's going to bring the message this morning. Dear God, I thank you for this time together. I thank you for each person here. Lord, there's a reason that they're here. You have a challenge for them. You have an encouragement for them. You have a comfort for them. We invite your Spirit to do whatever he wants among us, to call us forward in your faith. Lord, I do pray for John. I thank you for his heart for you. I pray for just his words, that we will see the truth that he is going to convey to us and that we'll walk it out in our lives. I ask your blessing on each person here, and I ask it in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.